Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents.
Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest.
Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Best Show's back again with all your favorite friends. Even AP Mike is here, and Dudio and Pat. Hey, it's the best show. It's back whether you like it or not. It's the best show, and you know it's the best. And you know it's the best, and you know it's the best. Yeah, it's the best show. I told you we're coming back. Yeah, look out, chumps. Half-wits, creeps, no-talents, fake comedians, frauds. You have been warned. The best show's here with a hose to wash it all away. Right, Mike? Oh, what are you...
Yeah, great.
Best Show's back. What are you going to do? You're going to sit and listen to it, and you're going to have a great time. And I'm already terrified by that number I see on the phone, because I think I've gotten to know that number on line one. Oh, boy. Are we done yet? No? We're not? Okay. Well, it's the Best Show's here, and that's what we do every Tuesday night. And we're back, and let's have a great Tuesday, huh? How about that? Let's have a good time, everybody. It's time for the Best Show, and we're going to get it started right about now. Show. How's this sound, Mike? Good? Good. We just heard Royal Trux from the album Sweet 16, Morphic Resident. It's classic stuff, man. Classic stuff. Take notes. The phone number, 201-332-3484. And what are we talking about? You know what I'm going to do? You tell me. We'll just rap. How about a good old-fashioned rap session? What do you think about that? Camp counselor style. Maybe I'll do some guidance counseling tonight. Remember, your guidance counselor was terrible, right, Mike? Yeah, so was mine. That dude was checked out. I gotta get a job like that, where you can just check out. I see here, I'm looking at your, like, this guy's gonna tell me what to do with my future. He's doing a quick scan of, he doesn't know me. I recommend you go into, oh great. Hey, I went and got a job in hotel management, cause you said that was the thing. I didn't know what he was talking. Well, what's going on here? Here comes Dude. Okay, all right. It looks like you're in a panic. He's got the look of terror on his face. His studio bursts in like he's the net, and he's close to catching Who's the bad guy in the net? Dennis Leary? No, he was her friend. So, yeah. Yes, he's got... Maybe I'll be a guidance counselor then. I'll do what my guidance counselor did to me, to you. You talk for 30 seconds, and I'll tell you what to do with your future. Who's good here, Mike? Really? Do I have to do this, Mike? All right, Mike is... Best show, hi! Wait, hold on, I can't hear. Hello? Hello? I hear him in the background somewhere. Is that on our end? Hello? I can't hear you. Goodbye. I hung up on him. I don't know. Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It was on his end. It's going well. Hello? That was, hold on one second, Chief. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's all we needed to make sure. Because I think that was Avalanche Bob on the line, and his phone was like,
oh, my goodness.
So who's this now? Who's this?
Hey, this is Gray. I'm from Greenville, South Carolina.
Mike, Gray is on the line. What's up, Gray?
Not much. Really glad to hear the best show back.
Yeah, thanks. We took a week off.
Excellent.
I was able to take care of some personal business and then go to a rock concert also the same night is how it worked out. But, yeah, it works out sometimes.
That's great.
Yeah.
Awesome. But, I'm glad to hear. I'm currently having some time off myself, so I'm listening live like I never really get to do. So that's cool.
So, Gray, let me just get the picture here. Greenville, South Carolina. Where is that in the scheme of South Carolina?
It's in the upstate. It's called the upstate. It's sort of up in the top corner, near the Blue Ridge Mountains, kind of between, Charlotte and Atlanta on 85.
Sure. Sure. Well, when you get up to West Virginia, that's Dudio country. That's where he grew up.
Oh man, that's some tough driving up there.
I know. He's a West Virginia guy, Dudio.
Those mountains drive me crazy up there.
I know, right? The Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife lives in PA, and we drive through West Virginia. It's kind of hairy. So
yeah, I've driven through the Blue Ridge Mountains driving to Atlanta. That was not a fun drive.
No, well, it's pretty. You know, that's a good thing going for it.
It's also terrifying. But, also,
hey, so there's like it's kind of wide open tonight. No topic.
So let me get this straight. So Gray, you're sitting back. No, when you say when you're gray, you're not like a gray like an alien. Like, no, this is not we're not in our belt territory.
No, that's my name.
Okay,
my official name.
So you're in Greenville. Now, no pun intended. Are you in Greenville for a little of the old is accent on the green? You know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh? You're sitting back tonight. Yeah. Look, I can spot a guy.
Hey, sitting back.
This is what you're doing tonight. You're sitting back. You're on your couch. Right?
Yeah, I'm pacing the floor. I'm like all nervous talking to you.
That's true. So you're on the thing. Yeah, you're all jacked up now.
I'm on tenter hooks.
Yeah. Well, look, Gray, you relax. You relax. You made the cut, Gray. Okay.
Oh, thank God. I never know if calling early is good or if it's better to hang back till later.
Don't worry. After this call's over, though, if I can guess, old Gray's going to slump back on that couch, take out his little, what do you got, a little ceramic thing? What do you
got? A picture? Coors Light. Might have a ceramic stein I can pour it into, man.
Yeah. Oh, so you're just going to have some cold Coors Light.
You
know,
exactly.
On a night like tonight, you know what I've heard is the way a lot of people are enjoying the summer of 2018, they sit back, crack open a nice cold Kirkland Light. You can only get them at Costco. That's the other thing. Only available at Costco.
Hey, as it should be. That's, yeah. You know.
It has
back
that
there in the corner on the palate.
Mike likes that special. It has that special taste of metal. And what's it taste like, Mike? He said it just tastes like metal.
You like a 56 pack or something?
Yeah, we bought a huge thing of it, and I'm trying to unload it. And I told Mike he was forced to drink all of it. That did not stick.
Can I ask you about? I'm with my time off lately. I've been able to catch up on some movies, and I watched Strocek last night for the first time. Strocek?
Yeah, Strocek. Yeah, you watched Strocek, yeah. The Werner Herzog. Is that early 80s, Mike? 87.
Mid-70s, yeah.
There you go. So yes, that's the movie that Mike recommended to me. That's the movie that got my relationship and friendship with Mike underway. And, Mike, I just want to tell you this. You're here. Look, Dudio's great. Pat's great. But, Mike, you remember this. Neither of those two guys are fit to carry your jock. You just remember that. Whenever you look at them, just know neither of you two are fit to carry my jock. So, yeah, so Mike told me, he's like, yeah, this movie is really funny. And then I bring this thing home. He lends me his Netflix copy when they would mail. I think they still do, but when that was the primary means of Netflix distribution.
Yeah.
And then I would go home, I'm watching, it's like, oh, it's going to be a good, funny movie. What's this going to be? Like a fun laugher? Like what? Am I going to be laughing it up? Like if I'm watching, give me a good comedy. I can't think of a comedy. What's a comedy, Gray? Gray, what's a funny movie?
Funny movie, Cannonball Run.
Cannonball, exactly. Like I'm going to sit back and watch Cannonball Run. I'm watching this thing. This foreign guy. He's in Wisconsin, and he's got then his lady friend ends up getting roped into prostitution, and then he drives out to a ski lift and. Oh.
That's kind of what I wanted to talk about. I was wondering if it ever happened to you. Like,
try to keep the laughter down, Gray. I know I'm bringing all the laughs back up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just
trying. Oh, no. And I came back. I came back in the studio. I saw this guy the next week. Like, that was your idea of a comedy? And look, at that point, I'd said 10 words to this guy. He was screening calls. I'd say, hey, Mike. Hey, Mike, that's two. Then at the end of the thing, I say, thanks, Mike. That's four. So maybe probably said 30 words to him. He was screening calls for months at this point. And then I said to myself, this weird bleeper is a weird bleeper, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. This dude is weird as a day is long.
Yeah.
And then suddenly I was like, you know what? I like him. I like this weird bleeper. I like him. So weirdo.
I like him too.
And I'm a weirdo. I'm not saying I'm not a weirdo. That's another thing driving me nuts, Gray. You get these comedians, they think like they're normal somehow. There's nobody more defective than a comedian. These comedians, they think they're normal. I've been friends with 100 of them, and I'm telling you, first of all, some of them I never speak to me again. Some of them I never want to speak to again. That's just how it goes. You know, some are more public than others. It's just the way it goes. I don't care. God bless everybody, man. You power on. I hope you take over showbiz. I hope you run showbiz. Hope you get every showbiz wish you ever wanted to come true. You know, but that's neither here nor there. But you talk to these people, and the worst of the worst, you know what they say? They think that they'll tell these stories about how weird they were and how messed up they were. But then they say, and now I'm all better. And then you're like, no, you're not. You're weird. You're as weird as you always were. Maybe you just don't have this nail sticking out now. Maybe you hammered the nails down a little bit so they're not just sticking out so obviously.
Oh, man, yeah.
So I said to myself, Gray, I said, you know what, with these weirdos, I'll own that I'm weird to the day I croak, man. Everybody's a little busted. Everybody's a little broken. Everybody's a lot weird. I never understood these comedians I'm normal and I'm going to just.
You got nothing to worry about from those guys, man.
I'm not worried. Sometimes I dip my toe in these I hear these podcasts and I'm just like, you know what? We were doing this thing before there were podcasts. And these people, and it's like, look, I'm not going to name names now, but look, one of these podcast creeps just took a big turf out now.
Mm.
I think he's on the run now, fugitive style. I think he's running around. And look, I was that guy.
Yep.
I knew the score on that guy from day one, and I called it from day one. And I stand where I stand now, and I'm not saying I'm not broken. I'm broken, but that dude is one of the. Whenever they try to convince you they're super normal, man, run! I'm telling you, run!
Yeah, sniffed that guy out.
Mike, on a scale of 1 to 10, how normal are you? Yeah, with like 10 being just a normal, straight-laced, a 3. Yeah, that's about right. That's where I am. I'm hovering around a 2 to a 3. But they'll tell you, oh, I'm normal. I'm normal. I'm going to talk all about normal. Then the secret rage comes out right under the surface. I'm not like that, Greg. You know what I am?
Weird.
I'm weird. Thank you. It sounds a little rough coming from you.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm teasing you. Come on, Greg. You're through the door. I told you.
Hey man.
You're through the door, buddy. But I'm telling you this. My image is a crab and a crank and you talk to these people behind the scenes. Say Tom is a nice guy. A nice guy he acts like a crab on the radio and a crab. You always worry. You worry about the night. A nice guy, and I'm everybody's buddy. And run.
I'll take your version over run. That other version.
When they're doing that, that means you don't want to be backstage with that person because that person's going to scream in your face.
No. Yeah.
When nobody's looking, and then suddenly somebody comes around. Oh, I'm a nice guy again. run, Gray. So go ahead. So you were watching Strozek.
Yeah, and I've heard about the movie a lot, you know, sort of here and there and on your show and everything. And I think I knew that the part at the end where you're talking about in the mountain resort or whatever.
Yeah, it's like an off-season ski resort.
Yeah, that was like filmed up in Cherokee, North Carolina, which is like a, you know, sort of a tourist trap area.
Sure.
But anyway. It shouldn't have done it, but it like took me out of it because he got in the truck and drove from Wisconsin to North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to remind myself that like, you know, 99% of people that see that.
Oh, they have no idea.
Yeah.
Gray, how do you think I feel every time I watch Harold and Kumar go to White Castle when they're in Hoboken and then they're just like, we're going to go to the White Castle in Princeton. We're going to swing by it. Swing by it?
Yeah.
It's a 75-minute drive.
You're like, nah.
And there's 14 White Castles between Hoboken and Princeton.
Yeah. Yeah, Bruno, he had that frozen turkey. I was like, that thing's been thawing in the truck for like at least 2 days on that drive down.
Yeah.
It's like, why has he still got that turkey?
It's the things we can't get past. That's what we care. That means you care. That means you care, Gray.
Yeah,
what are you doing? What other movies did you watch with this downtime? And when you say downtime, what are you doing? You workman's comp? You faking an injury? What are you doing here?
I'm on vacation right now.
Okay.
I'm off work. So.
You're off work. You got a couple weeks?
I got until next Monday. I got the rest of this week. And my wife and daughter are out of town.
Uh-oh.
Doing their thing.
Look out.
And, yeah.
The
yeah,
whole house is a man cave now. Right?
Yo, you got it, man. But I don't get to watch movies a whole lot. So I ended up sitting down watching most of Close Encounters the other day.
Sure.
Really good.
I'm telling you, with Close Encounters, they picked a weird group of people to go up on that ship. That was a weird representation of humans.
What were their qualifications?
First of all, I think they picked one woman. I think there's one woman going on there. I think it was like 23 weird dudes and one woman looking around being like, no.
Mm-hmm. Uncomfortable.
Now imagine it's 6 months out, they're light years from Earth, and then suddenly you go, Hey, Carol, we're not going back to Earth, and the chance of me ever seeing a woman who's not from World War I, again, who understands the things I'm interested in, and she's just like, oh, how many times is this guy going to ask me out? I'm stuck on this spaceship. Oh, get me off this thing. And then suddenly here comes another guy. Hey, Carol. Hey, it's Earl. I wanted to know if I could talk to you for a minute. I was wondering, do you think there's any chance you and me could ever get? No, there's not a chance. Why don't you go ask Rosemary out, the lady from the 20s that got swooped up. So you watched some of Close Encounters?
Yeah. Almost all of that.
What else?
I went and saw A Quiet Place last night in the theater.
I didn't see that. I wanted to see it in the theater, but I didn't get a chance to.
It's pretty good.
Was it good?
Yeah. Didn't blow me away. I was kind of led to believe it might be a little bit better than it was, but, you know.
What if when you were seeing the movie, you just kept pretending you were taking phone calls? Right? It's just like everybody's in the house tiptoeing around. I'm just like.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Gray here. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm seeing some movie, some dumb thing. Quiet Place. It's called A Quiet Place. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, call me back later, dude. What else? Have you seen Phantom Thread yet?
No, I missed that one. I'm probably going to have to see that on Netflix or something.
Yeah, you should check and watch it. Do you like the movies of Paul Thomas Anderson, Gray?
I like his works.
Well,
yeah.
Then watch Phantom Thread before the family comes home.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I appreciate the recommendation, man.
Well, look, buddy, you call me anytime you want. You're a good guy. You enjoy your summer.
I appreciate it, Tom. You're the best.
You enjoy your summer. Take care.
All right.
Good night. All right, let's get this over with. Best Show, hi.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I'm well. To whom am I speaking?
I'm Avalanche Bob Kirby. How are
you? It's Avalanche Bob. Oh, my goodness. How are you, Avalanche?
I'm doing pretty good, Tom. Things are moving pretty good, and I'm hoping to get a commercial for Red Bull. Somebody knows somebody in that company, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
You're hoping to get a commercial for Red Bull because you wrote some Red Bull songs. Right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Listen, I got a little song if you want to hear it, especially for what's going on now in the world.
Oh, no. Is this the thing about the points? Is this going to be...
Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's the song called?
It's called Sometimes Good Can Come From Evil.
Sometimes good can come from evil.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a listen to this new Avalanche Bob song, Sometimes Good Can Come From Evil.
Yeah, because exactly what's going on in the world.
Well, you don't have to say, look, let the art stand on its own. You don't have to explain what it's about. Let the song stand on its own.
The song is about love winning over evil.
It's about love winning over evil.
Right.
All right, now let's take a listen.
Sometimes good thing comes from evil. As strange as it may seem. Ah, the poets, they write the words, yeah. While the schemers scheme. And who knows what will happen. Only the fickle hand of fate. But in the end, I know, my friend, the love will conquer hate. Yeah, the black clouds, they may come and try to cover the sun. But it's never gonna happen. There's too much work to be done. But sometimes good can come from evil. Strange as it may seem. Ah, the poet, they write the word, yeah. While the schemer schemes.
Well, that's a nice song, Avalanche Bob.
You like it, Tom?
I do like that song.
Yeah, I think it applies so much for what happens in the world right now.
Very, very timely.
Good can come from evil.
It's very timely. Unfortunately, it's a time. It's a song that there's a lot of evil out there, and I don't know if it's going away anytime soon.
Yeah, but sometimes good can come from evil.
I heard a song about that once.
Not always, but sometimes.
Someone should write a song about how sometimes good can come from evil.
Oh, wait,
you just did.
Pardon me?
You did. You did that song. So what's going on? What do you have any shows coming up? Anything going on, Avalanche?
Things coming around. I'll let you know. I'm not sure exactly when, but there are things coming up. Maybe a show in Jamaica, Queens in a couple of weeks. And this guy might put dancing in a club. And this place across the street, and he might have dancing, you know?
Okay.
And things looking good, Tom. And
well,
Everything you've done, Tom.
Of course.
Sorry about the bad connection.
Oh, you don't worry. That's technical stuff. We can't worry about that. We're the people who make things. You can't worry about that stuff. Okay.
All right. I don't want to hold you
up.
Well,
look, this is what I'm going to do. I want to send Pat out to hang out with you. What do you think?
Yeah,
about
the
Pat?
Connection's pretty bad, I guess.
Okay. Well, you don't really don't want to.
I'll try you another week. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Take care, Tom.
Wow.
Have a
great. Pat, that is brutal. I try to set a thing up to have you hang out with Avalanche Bob. Your connection's bad right now. Don't know if I could. I'm going to send Pat out to hang. I'll talk to you soon, Tom. The connection's not good tonight. Burnt. That's a burnt, right? Well, you're never going to. That duty is never going to let that one rest. Nobody turns a screw as much as dude is. Nobody loves a Dudio is the guy who yells, "You got knocked the bleep out," when someone else does the punching. He's right next to it. Right next to the fight, he goes, "You got knocked the bleep out." And then, like, wait, I don't see you knocking anyone out. And he's like, "No, I'm a nice guy. I don't knock people out. But I'll certainly let you know when you got knocked out." And that's what Mike hates about him. Because Mike's always bad-mouthing him. Best show, hi.
Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hi.
You're right there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay.
This is Tim in Point Pleasant.
What's that now?
This is Tim in Point Pleasant.
Tim in Point Pleasant. Hold that phone steady, Tim. Come on. Tighten it up a little bit here.
Sorry about that.
Who's that in the background there? Who's the little kid in the background? What's going on there?
Yeah, this is it's Winston.
Well, put Winston on. How old's Winston?
Winston's 2 months old.
2 months. Yeah, that's not going to work to put Winston on.
Yeah.
So you're down in Point Pleasant. Did we speak a couple weeks ago?
I did. I
we had a good conversation.
The quarters in the pizza oven.
Yeah, that's right. You and your sister would harass the out of towners.
Yeah.
Who were who came down and would spend their money down there, but they would overrun your town as if they owned the place.
Right.
Because everybody sees how great it is off-season down there. It's nice, but there ain't a whole lot of money pouring through it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. So I remember, you know, last time I called, it was my first time calling, and I was a little bit nervous, and kind of I was on the spot about some stories. But after the call, I really kind of embraced my shore trash upbringing. And you kind of just, like, you know, invigorated that for me to kind of, like, reminisce about. I thought it was, I was just going to share a couple quick stories from my childhood.
Now, let me just give some context for people who don't know. Point Pleasant, New Jersey is down the shore, the Jersey Shore, which people, it's the legendary Jersey Shore, where there are so many towns and they have beaches and some have boardwalks and all these businesses lined up on the boardwalks, and it's just, and in the summer it's just a zoo down there. So Point Pleasant is on the, and look, I love Point Pleasant. I love it. If we're doing the old fashioned trashometer, and I'm not saying you're trash, I'm just saying it's a boardwalk that has a lot of junky food and dumb games and stuff on it. Where would you rank it on a scale of 1 to 10 on the trashometer? Point Pleasant.
Right. So, like, let's say, like, Wildwood's a 10, or, like, Seaside's a 10.
Let's say Seaside is a 10. Because Seaside Heights, where they based the show Jersey Shore, for anybody who doesn't know, that's a 10. And I would say somewhere like Sandy Hook, which doesn't have a boardwalk, is probably like a 1, except there's like some nude beach there that, God, no. I don't want to even talk about that. Mike,
yeah,
don't you come in here and talk to me about that. I don't want to hear. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I'd say Point Pleasant. I mean, it's changed a lot since I was, you know, a little guy running the streets, but I would say, you know, it's probably, when I was a kid, it might have been like a 4, and it's like been slowly rising as I've, you know, grown up and gotten older.
Mm-hmm. Where is it at now?
Oh man, I don't know, maybe like a 7 or 8.
No, it's please, come on. First of all, you were a little too close to it because you lived there. It was always kind of trashy. And it's great. I put no judgment. I love it. I clearly fit in. I go down there. I ate more than my fair share of ice cream, waffle ice cream sandwiches.
Yeah.
And ordering the drinks from the Giant Lemon on the boardwalk there. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, I remember listening back to a previous show where you were talking about some, you know, boardwalk thugs. And, you know, that's like, you know, straight out of nonfiction. That's, you know, some real stuff you're talking about.
Straight out of nonfiction. You get it. So,
yeah, you know,
if it's a 10, if Seaside Heights is a 10, you're talking about a 8.5 for Point Pleasant at this stage.
Yeah, I could see that.
I mean, the most reputable business on the whole thing is like a fudge shop.
Or like those hermit crabs they put in, yeah, like plastic football helmets.
Exactly. When you take stock of the whole thing and you realize, what's the most reputable business here? The guy selling hermit crabs. What, Mike? Jenkinson's? No, that's a degenerate bar. It's a degenerate bar called Martell's, where there's usually some Bon Jovi cover band. And I would say like a Seaside, like a, what's his face? What's that dude's name? Saltwater Johnny? What is it? and the Asbury Juke. What is his name? Southside Johnny. Yeah. I was going to say it'd be like a Southside Johnny cover band, but I think at this point he plays there. He plays Martell's. We're having a party. Everybody's swinging. Hey, guys, Hank DeBruce might be swinging by tonight. You never know. It's like, no, he's on Broadway. We know he's not swinging by tonight.
Is that a motorcycle I hear? That sounds like the boss's motorcycle. Could be the boss. Who knows?
No, he's on Broadway right this second. He's playing on Broadway.
Who knows? He might come by. We might want to hang. You guys might want to stick around because the boss might show up and I don't want to go home. I think the boss is coming. Hey, where are my mozzarella sticks? I'm not singing another song until I get my mozzarella sticks.
So, yeah, no, that just Martell's. It's the kind of place you go into, and it's like a food. It's like a food court. Oh, you can get anything. Oh, there's terrible pizza. Oh, there's terrible seafood. Oh, look over there. There's terrible sushi. Oh, wow. Yeah. Look at all these terrible options. Oh, you get a terrible hamburger. Oh, wow. So many great bad options. But Mike just yelled that at them. No, the hermit crab guy might be the only reputable person on the boardwalk. That aquarium. Can you imagine paying to go into that aquarium? The Point Pleasant Aquarium. Yeah, you see a dead body float by. And part of the Ferris wheel that fell in the ocean. So go ahead. So you now, tell me your little story here, Tim.
Well, there's just a couple like little ones that I kind of just remembered since I last called. But, I was just thinking about, like, the whole hierarchy of, like, jobs you could have. You know, like, there was, like, you know, I talked about, like, we worked at a pizza shop and, like the lowest of the low of the jobs you could have had over the summer was like working the games, you know, like working like.
Yeah. Selling those Coke mirrors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Like, and then it kind of went out from there.
Van Halen Coke mirror.
Yeah.
And as a kid, I didn't know those were Coke mirrors. The idea of like, I'm trying to win a 5x7 mirror with Van Halen screened on it. You know, screen painted on it. And then it's just like, then you think about it, it's like, who needs a little mirror like that? I don't know.
Yeah, and then, I was just thinking about like the group of kids. They would like, usually they had these like real heavy concrete benches that would face the ocean. And these kids would like take the bench and lift it and turn it around so it would face the board inside to the boardwalk. And then just like heckle all the people that would walk by and just like shout things at them and just like hang out at this bench. And it was like outside that Joey Tomatoes place. And they would always like heckle everybody. And, even when you think about like, on like the tracker meter that like was my family, it was probably like a 9 or a 10.
Look.
My older brother, yeah. He basically like ran the boardwalk.
He ran. And, like, your older brother ran Point Pleasant Boardwalk.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Well, let me ask some questions to get a good visual image. How often was your brother shirtless on the boardwalk?
Oh, a lot.
Like most of the time? Tattoos.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he loud?
Yeah, I would say so.
And how would he harass people?
I mean, I remember, you know, him and his buddies, when they used to have those, like, cigarette vending machines in the arcades.
Yeah.
They walked it out of the back of the arcade, and they broke into it and, like, took all the cigarettes out of it and then, like, ditched it in the inlet after they were done with it.
Yeah, then, that is. I feel like I'm lifting like this conversation is making you just look at your life with different eyes now.
No, it really is. After I spoke to you 2 weeks ago, it really did. But yeah, and then you win like.
Yeah, what, are you going to win a box of Charleston Chews? Right?
Yeah, like the Swedish fish, the tiny Swedish fish, and you'd eat them all and just like, you know, iron stomach, rubber tailpipe kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, look, those were the days, but they might still be your day. They might be, you might be saying those are the days.
Sure, I still pull the same kind of stuff my old man did. Like, he even, like, was, you know, above him. Like, he used to do this thing where we used to go up to, like, the fancy beach, like the Bayhead Beach, where, like, you know, there wasn't trash all over the beach.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, snow cone wrappers in the sand. So we used to go over there, and we lived maybe, like, a half a mile from the beach. We'd ride our bikes up, and once we got there, he would walk up to the badge checker, and he would pretend to be, like, looking around for the beach badges that we never, ever bought.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like feeling his pockets, and then he'd be like, "Oh," and he'd look back at me and say, "Tim, you got the badges, right? Like, well, Liz, you got the badges, you know?" And he'd be asking all my brothers and sisters and
for a private beach that you have to have a beach tag on,
right? And then it was like the nice beach,
yeah.
And then like he'd be like, he'd go to the badge check lady and he'd say, "You know, looks like we have to ride back to Bricktown, which is like two towns inland," which
yeah.
And then she'd be like, "Oh, come on, go on." She'd like let us on. We all got on the beach for free.
Yeah. Well, look, it's still a beach. I get it. Look, it's not like you're taking stuff out of someone's house. You're just dropping your stuff down on the beach.
Sure.
Whatever. Look, I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to judge. Sure, your brother would drag a cigarette machine out of the arcade and break into it and steal every cigarette out of it and then dump the thing, dump the box.
And then he ended up being a bouncer at Jacobson's like later on in life.
Yeah, he probably threw AP Mike out at one point.
Yeah.
you can't talk to me that way. You ever get thrown out of Jenkinson's, Mike? Yeah, well, this dude's brother might have bounced you. Well, look, this is great. You call me with any Jersey Shore memories that pop up over the summer.
All right, will do.
All right, you have a great night.
All right.
Good guy. Good guy. You like those stories, Mike? And the part of being in New Jersey is this Jersey Shore that really is just kind of trashy and... But you look forward to it. You had a road rage incident in Point Pleasant. What happened? All right. Well, you come in and tell me in a minute. Not now. I don't want it yet. I'm not ready for it yet. So, yeah, I ain't putting this dude down. That's my back. That's my background also. But I'll say this. You get these New York people, "Everything's all New Jersey, it's all a joke." I don't see anybody from New Jersey going out to the New York beaches. There's no migration of people, New Jersey people going, "Oh, I gotta get out to the New York shore." What? No. You go to Coney Island, that rickety roller coaster, that piece of trash. Look at that and whatever that dumb Ferris wheel. Look, every Ferris wheel is dumb as far as I'm concerned. I hate them all. Last time I was on one of those, somebody started rocking the cage back and forth. I could tell you. Not happy about that one. You go to Coney Island, you set your stuff down, you go out in the water, and then you get mugged out in the ocean. Right? Stick them up. Give me your trunks. Guy pops out of the water with a handgun, mugs you in the ocean. Yeah, no thanks. Garbage beach. They make fun of New Jersey, but here they come. You see those gold plates in what color are those plates, Pat? New York plates. White and blue. Yeah, I guess they are white and blue. But the other ones. Yeah, the Navy, whatever. You see them, it's wall to wall. I don't see nobody from New Jersey. The Turnpike is, the Parkway is all clogged up with New York people coming down to clog it up. You know, so. Look, I've done my fair, my time. I've done my time at the Jersey Shore. I remember riding the rides in Seaside Heights and driving home and then throwing up behind a Wawa because I was upset. My stomach was so upset from the ride, from the Matterhorn. That was one of the ones I was not sad to see fall into the ocean. Because the Matterhorn would always beat me by making me nauseous. Then I beat the Matterhorn with a little assist from the hurricane. No, that's terrible. But yes, come down to the Jersey Shore. Check that boardwalk out. It's a barrel of laughs. Best Show, hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Man. This is Justice in London.
Hi, Justice. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm just at home, kind of in need of life advice.
You're in need of some life advice. Do you have guidance counselors over there? Well, you sound like
I think it has to be like a more serious situation to get a guidance counselor.
Okay. Are you from England? Is that where you were raised?
Yeah, born and raised in England, and my parents are from Ghana.
Okay. But you're there, and you need some little bit of guidance. What's wrong? What's wrong, Justice?
Well, I recently dropped out of university.
Now, when you say university, that's what we call...
College.
College. Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. College. Mm-hmm. And,
Did you take your A-levels?
I took my A-levels and I got, like, distinctly, like, average grades. Like, both my brothers are, like, these insane... Like, they both went to Cambridge. And, basically just, like, completely, like, aped me in every aspect of my life in that way. And then, like, now... It's like, you know, you have one son that goes to Cambridge and then another son that goes to Cambridge. And then you have, like, pretty high expectations for a third one, and it's like, ugh.
Well, go easy. First of all, Justice, go easy on yourself here. So maybe you're not as academic as your brothers. Right?
Yeah, I'm not.
So yeah. That's okay, though. I'm sure you have a different skill set, right? What are you good at? What are you good at, Justice?
In terms of just, like, I'm at speed, maybe. I'm fast, kind of.
Okay. You're fast.
Yeah.
And what are you looking, what would you like to do with your life?
Help people, help people.
That is a noble thing that is always in need.
Mm-hmm.
In what capacity would you be helping them? Like, would you be a public servant?
I don't know, maybe I could teach some people, teach
sure.
kids.
Okay.
I teach kids?
I don't know. You tell me, Justice. What do you want to do? What are you good at? Are you interested in certain subjects?
Well, I'm interested in music.
Okay. I'm going to say this is where it seems like you're at, Justice, and you tell me. You might be someone who needs just figure your thing out. Maybe your thing didn't pop as quickly as your brother's thing did.
Right.
To where they knew who they were earlier. You're the youngest of three?
Yes. By a long way.
So you're in a position of having to kind of be your own person in everything is in reaction to these two older brothers now. You are what they are not.
Yes.
So maybe it's time for you to just figure out what you are. When you subtract what you aren't, then you look at what's left, and that's what you are, or who you are.
So you're saying I should subtract what I'm not?
Yeah, you're not some Cambridge. Maybe academia is not your destiny the way it was for your brothers, but you figure out what's your calling. What do you, if you close your eyes, what do you see yourself doing?
I mean, I watch a lot of films. Maybe something in that capacity.
You mean like, what, typing out subtitles for movies? I don't know. What do you want to do with that? Do you want to...
Like a film director.
Okay, well then you need to figure out what that is. And you gotta go do what that, you gotta go start at the beginning of that journey. Kinda just, maybe you just gotta pick something, but give yourself a chance to pick something that makes sense to you, and don't keep judging yourself against your older brothers.
Thanks, Tom.
So what's going on? What else is going on? Tell me something fun.
I mean, the World Cup's going on, and which is kind of fun for people who aren't that interested in football.
Sure, it's a chance. It's a chance to, it lets everybody in.
Yeah, but I feel like it kind of shuts out the people who do what, because now it's like everybody's thing.
Well. It's not like football is some obscure thing that suddenly hits. it's still enormous, but now literally everyone can talk about it.
Right, yeah. That's a fair point.
Well, look.
It's really, I didn't start. I wasn't first in on that.
Who's the football hero for everyone in England now? Who's everybody's favorite?
Harry Kane. He's like a person who scored 2 goals. He's just the most English person you can imagine, really.
How so? Is he wear a bowler cap when he's out there?
I'd say he's more
like a lad. Is he like a lad?
Yeah, he's more like a lad.
He's like a Nathan Barley type.
Very barely. He kind of looks like he maybe knew he was going to be a footballer by the age of like 4 or 5 and kind of stopped his academic journey then.
Sure, kind of like your brothers.
Yeah, kind of like me. Yeah, kind of like they kind of went the opposite side. They were like, I know that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
And he had this thing where it was like, okay, maybe I don't need to read that word.
Well, look, you give it some thought. Call back and let me know what you're going to do with your life.
Okay. I will.
Have a great summer.
You too.
Best show, hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Lena from Keyport, New Jersey.
Lena? From where now?
Keyport, New Jersey.
From Keyport, New Jersey. Now tell everyone where Keyport is. I know where it is, but tell everybody else.
It's in central New Jersey, on the Raritan Bay. It's called the Pearl of the Bay Shore. Usually the landmark that we use is we're like 15 minutes from Sandy Hook.
Okay, so what's going on tonight, Lena?
I'm actually on a road trip on my way from New Jersey to Montana, and I'm currently driving through Nebraska, and it's like a crazy rainstorm, so excuse any noise.
Now, why are you? What's driving. In Montana? What's in Montana that you're going to look for? What is that?
My my husband and I are fly fishing, and we're also doing some, we're part of this group that does, like, conservation events. So they try to do, like, river cleanups, and they get together, like, local communities to kind of get people involved to, like, conserve the riverways in their communities. So we're going to do some of that peppered in with some sightseeing and some fishing.
That's a nice trip.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're actually, we're headed to North Platte to see, Buffalo Bill's ranch. That's where we're going to see tomorrow, and then we're gonna head going to Montana after that.
Well, you have your summer planned out.
I sure do.
And now where do you think, when you hear this talk of the Jersey Shore and shore trash and all that, how does that make you feel?
Well, so I didn't grow up in New Jersey, but my husband did, so he knows all the details about the shore. But I was a New York person, so I have an interesting perspective. So growing up, I grew up in Manhattan, so growing up, like, I was kind of had the perception of what you say, of, like, people in New York was like, oh, New Jersey stinks, like, and I knew nothing about New Jersey. So when I started dating my husband and kind of going around, I was like, wow, New Jersey is actually really beautiful. And his parents used to have a house in Ocean Grove, so we spent a lot of time there, and I was like, this is really quaint and beautiful. But I don't have as much experience with, like, the wild woods and all of that and growing up as a teenager on the shore.
Well, you get it then. Now you are one of those New Jersey people, one of the New York people who are just like, what exit are you from? And then you're just like, oh, wait, okay, it's not just a crummy factory.
Right, exactly.
Alongside the highway, yeah. Well, look, you have a great trip.
The reason I called was that I wanted to invite you and AP Mike to a dead night in Long Branch, New Jersey in July.
I'm busy that night. I wish I could be there. I'm so sorry.
Well, Mike can come in your stead.
What night is it?
It's Sunday, July 15th. And actually the band that's playing are friends of Tom as well. That's what I've heard. So there's definitely a lot of people that are friends of Tom in the community.
Great. Just what I was finally the master plan is lining up. So there's going to be a show. What band is this playing this? What is it called?
The band is called High Time, and it's going to be at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on July 15th.
High Times?
Yeah.
Isn't that just begging to get pulled over when you're just like, right? Isn't that just begging the cops to just say, woo?
I'm sure all of their cars are stickered with High Time stickers.
Yeah. Mike? Like, when you say they're a dead cover band, what era are we talking about here? What are we talking about?
What era the band plays?
Yes.
I think they do the early side stuff. I've actually never seen them.
Okay. The early. But... Do you want to see that, Mike? Can someone, what would you think about this? I'm sure this band, the one thing they're missing if they're doing this dead thing, none of these dead tribute bands has a pig pen. What about this? Just picture this. AP Mike on stage. Floppy hat, right? Floppy hat. He'll be up there going, I was on a 4-day creep, baby. Right? Oh, yeah, baby. Would you do that, Mike? You would. Well, if this band High Times, if they're such big fans of the best show, here's the golden opportunity for them. They could add AP Mike to the band as a special guest. You got to pay him, though.
Oh, my God.
You got to pay him, though. This is not Seaside Johnny down there doing it because he wants free fish sandwiches for the summer. Because that's I'm sure he plays at Martell's. He gets free fish sandwiches all summer, right?
I get all the Bud Light and fish sandwiches I want. Wait, did anybody hear that motorcycle? I hear a motorcycle pulling up. Sounds a lot like Bruce's chopper. We'll see. But now it's time for us to do, we're having a party.
It probably says on these Seaside Johnny flyers, probably says just like, and special guests, ? Like, tonight at Martell's on the Point Pleasant Boardwalk, Seaside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. With special guests? ? And then just like, then he's legally can just say,
hey, we can put a question mark on it, take me to court. You can't get me.
So, getting back to the matter at hand, though, the band High Times adds AP Mike, and they got to pay him. They got to pay him at least $75.
I think I have like a month to get money together to pay AP Mike, even if I have to do it myself. But I will definitely get in touch with the band, and I feel like they would totally be down, but that would be amazing.
Just picture him up there going, oh, yeah, baby. Like, he'll even do the Andy Kindler thing. I want to get it. You want to get it? I want to have it. You want to get it? You got to, because babe, lay there. You got to give it up, you know?
That would be perfect.
Who knows? Look, and there's no guarantees he's going to show up either. He might just take the money and run. Not unlike Pig. Hey. In the spirit of Pigpen, yeah. He might just grab the money and be a no-show. All right, well, look, you have a great trip to Montana, and let's figure out this AP Mike playing the Brighton Bar with High Times.
All right, that would be awesome. Thanks, Tom.
Mike. What do you think about that? Would you do that, Mike?
Yeah. I would do Pigpen's famous hockey pool rap.
Mike's big plan is to do... He wants to do Pigpen does a rap about pocket pool. Yeah. This is why the loss of Pigpen is a tragedy. This is what I'll say. The loss of Pigpen is a tragedy because if that dude stayed alive, that band would have broken up. He would have broken them up somehow. And then there would be none of this going on. It would be like talking about new writers of the Purple Sage. Grateful Dead would be like that. Like these dumb records you just see cluttering up cluttering up used record bins. Next week, Mike, what do you think about it? What do you think about it? Have you been following the story of this movie, Gotti? It's out. Gotti's out, yeah. They're terrible. The reviews are so bad. And then today they actually floated the makers of Gotti. I got to find this. This is what they say. At one point it had like a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes. And the Gotti team, the marketing team, I guess, is complaining. They're saying that this is like, as if there's like some conspiracy against the movie. Audiences loved Gotti, but critics don't want you to see it. The question is why? Trust the people and see it for yourself. Yeah, the big secret. Oh my, could you imagine? They're trying to make it like it's some secret great movie that just critics for some reason. Yeah. No mob movie has ever gotten a good review. So why don't you go see Gotti? You want to see Gotti next week? Would you go to see Gotti during the week? What do you think about that, Mike? You want to go see Gotti during the week? I'll pay for you to go see Gotti. You write it off. It's a Best Show write-off. And then come back with a movie review of Gotti. AP Mike at the movies. It's got to be playing in Bayonne, right? Yeah. One for Gotti, please. Yeah, I want you to see it in the theater. Not the, none of that. None of this trunk action. No bootleg DVDs of Gotti. John Travolta is Gotti in this thing. And that hair he's wearing in this thing. Ay, ay, ay. And you know who directed it? The guy who played E on Entourage. Yeah. Yeah. So let me tell you, my friends, a couple things. First of all, you know Jason Wallner, right? He's a good guy. One of my favorite people. If you are in Los Angeles, he's doing a benefit in Los Angeles called Let's Save the Future. It's a benefit for Action Civics LA, which is a good organization that teaches kids all about, I don't know what they teach them about. Just gets them involved. It gets kids involved in being civically minded, and teaches kids who might not have a chance to know about kind of sticking up for their own future and neighborhood and lives about that. It's called Action Civics LA. And you can find out more about that. But they're doing this benefit. It's June 21st in Los Angeles. Who's at this thing? Natasha Leggero, Nick Kroll, Kristen Schaal, Jerry Minor, John Daly, our friend John Daly. Not that these other people aren't our friends, but John Daly, Marcella Arguello, Nathan Fielder, our friend Nathan Fielder, Nick Thorburn. You know him. He's a great guy. Kate Berlant is, I'm seeing it. Kerry Johnson. Yeah, it's a great lineup. And and look at this. There's VIP tickets you get. Go to letsavethefuture.com and find out about it. Maybe it's sold out. I don't know. Might be sold out. But at least you support the charity if it's sold out. I'll throw money. Nobody gave me the name of a good anti-human trafficking, organization that I said I was going to make a donation to. Nobody gave me that info. So somebody please give me that info, but go check this out. Seriously. He's organizing this thing, and it's a big undertaking, and it's letsavethefuture.com. And look, he's had it hard, Jason. You know, his brother is Wally Wacky Man. It's not easy. That's what the charity should be for. Wally Wacky Man. I'm going to suggest to him he does a 50-50 split on this, funnel some of the money off to the Wacky Man Fund.
Hey! This is money that lets me go to see movies like The Warriors. My charity is bringing infants to R-rated movies. The Warriors. The Warrior Fund. The Wackyman Warrior Fund. Did you know that 99% of all children under the age of 5 have not seen the Warriors in a public venue? This is why the Wackyman Warrior Fund is important. Thanks to your generous contributions, we'll raise money and hold regular screenings of the Warriors. Mommy and me screenings of the Warriors. Someday 100% of our children will have seen the Warriors before 5.
Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Brian in Brighton, Massachusetts.
Brian in Brighton, Massachusetts. What's up, Brian?
Not too much. I am relaxing with a seltzer water and enjoying the relay of the Wally Wacky Man fund that you were just giving. Yeah. So
the Wacky Man Warriors Fund.
Yes.
Very important charity.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. I'm calling to take you up on the guidance counselor advice, if you don't mind.
Yeah, let's hear. What's your deal, Junior? You got tell me, sure. Give me a quick version so I can make absolute undercooked pronouncements about what you should do with your life. Go ahead.
No, that is okay. And it's a relatively like kind of minor thing. I'm pretty good on what I'm doing in my life. I'm actually a high school teacher, so which is why it's kind of funny that I'm asking for the guidance counselor's advice since I'm usually the one writing the passes there. And I just wanted to ask you, you're a person who cares and is very supportive of other people, and I want to ask you about how you save energy for yourself, because that's something that
how you what your phone got a little squiggly there while you were
sorry about that. How far back do I need to go?
Just you were saying you care about people, so I was wondering, and then that's when your phone got weird.
Gotcha. Sorry about that, Tom. Yes, you're a caring person, and you're someone who, you know, with the best show, and with, you know, you were talking about trying to find an anti-human trafficking charity. Someone who expends a lot of his own energy in service of others, and I like to think that I try and do that as well. And I'm having a hard time saving energy for myself, so I wanted to know if there was, you know, if you had any tips for how you do that.
Well, I'm not good at it, but you have to do it; otherwise, you can't. It's a lot like when you're on an airplane and they tell you that if you're flying with a child that you have to put your own mask on, your own oxygen mask on first, then you can help the child. Because if you just try to help people without your own oxygen mask on first, then you can't help anybody, including yourself.
I have heard that and I have said that myself, yeah.
That's why I said it in that voice. That's why I said it in that voice. But look, you just have to, you have to realize this, Brian. You realize this. And I'm picturing the dog from Family Guy as I talk to you. Do you look like him at all, Brian?
I don't. I actually just got a haircut, so I can't even say I have long ears or anything.
So this is what you do. This is what you do. You say to yourself, it's all optional. It's all optional. You set the levels on your own life. Do I have to be on social media all the time? It's optional. It's not mandatory. You don't have to hand your life over to that. Do you have to be a news hound chasing the news down every minute? No, you don't. Trust me. The news finds you.
It really does.
You don't have to go toward it anymore. It shows up on your door. You can run from it and it catches you. Build your own, structure your own thing, because you make sure you do the right thing with the balance, but be able to protect yourself a little bit so you don't go nuts. Because you know what they say, well, we're never gonna survive unless. Wait, that's bad advice. That doesn't fit exactly. That song. No, just take care of yourself. You take care of yourself also. That's all you got to do.
Absolutely. And that's, this is going to, I love the best show, and is going to sound kind of backwards, but that's why I was glad to see that you were taking time for yourself last week.
Yeah, well, you know, the wheels kind of fall off the thing sometimes, and you realize that you are taking time for yourself, but it lined up nicely for me to go to a show, and I went to a rock show and saw my friend and somebody I admire, Kurt Vile, played live in Asbury Park last week. So that was
very nice.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure it was a great show. Well, I've seen him before. He's awesome.
He really is. I'm going to talk about it now and say goodbye to you.
Thank you.
So I go down to Asbury Park. My friend friendly. I go down. And then we go see the show, see Kurt Vile. And it's at this place, Asbury Lanes. Now I'm just telling you. Asbury Lanes used to be this divey kind of bowling alley that had a stage, like an actual bowling alley that had a stage set up across like four or six of the lanes. And the bands would play on it, and it was an actual bowling alley with the snack bar and all the trappings. So this place closed a while ago because they're redoing it. Asbury Lanes is being redone. And this place, boy, did they redo it. Because they're spending all this money on it. Oh, it's going to be, they're really no expenses being spared. So I go into this place. And look, I know it's not going to be like it was, a bowl. I'm not saying, why isn't it like the trashy bowling alley it used to be? No, they're updating it. It's not going to be the same. I get it. So I go into this place. And they do this pat down on me. First of all, there's security everywhere on this thing. You'd think the Pope was doing a concert in there, right? I mean, there must have been 8 security people out front at this thing. And I'm going up, the guy's doing, he's waving the wand across me, he's patting me down, he's checking. Meanwhile, somebody walks in right past him, just walks in. He's so busy over-searching me that he misses that someone else just walked by and went in. Then we get in there. And I'm like, whoa, this is not Asbury Lanes. The only thing it brought to mind was the nightclub in the first Blade movie where the blood came out of the sprinklers. That vampire nightclub with like that would be like, and the lights are going from the stage. And there's like these searchlights. They didn't have searchlights. Roger Waters didn't have searchlights like this when he did The Wall live that they had going on this thing. And they have a bar with a wall of booze going up 30 feet in the air, which who knows how they're supposed to get the drinks down from that thing. And then they got like a cool old-fashioned diner attached to it now. Yeah, this place is a disaster. So in 2 years, it's going to be a night. It's going to be called Sensations. Asbury Park Sensations. Just be a club. And they got the lights are going. It's so oppressive everywhere. And then the sound wasn't so hot. It's like, oh yeah, but Kurt Vile's playing on stage. And look, you know I love KV. But it was almost like we had this spotlight behind. Like it was like roving, looking for someone in the audience. The only thing that was missing was like a prison break. Like I thought I should have been moving along the wall of the prison, hoping the searchlight doesn't find me. They'll sick the dogs on me. At one point, we go all the way into the back of the room in the corner, and these lights were blasting right in our face, right in our, like everybody's up front, and everybody's like, ah, the lights in my eyes. And then you keep talking to everybody. They're like, yeah, these lights are nuts. They keep blasting right in your face. We go in the corner to get away from everything. A light goes right in our eyes. In the corner. Come on, Asbury Lanes. Tighten it up. You got some work to do. You could tell this is like that it was like done by someone who just was like, this is what Asbury Park is missing. What? Yeah, it's missing it. Yeah, you know what else is, you know what else Asbury Park is missing would be if you put a Sam's Club right on the boardwalk. Doesn't mean you should have it. Mike, mark this down. Thumbs down. Asbury Lanes. If when you and High Times are even considering playing there, I want you to think twice about it. Well, look, I'll go see shows there because good bands are good bands. I love them. Who's playing there X-Hex is going to play there in September. I'll go see that. I love them. Best show, hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going all right. Who's this?
Great. This is Jeffrey from Northampton, Massachusetts.
Jeffrey from Northampton. What's up in Northampton tonight, Jeffrey?
Not much. I'm just sitting here with my dog on the couch playing Need for Speed. I don't know why.
What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Doug Mulder.
Doug Mulder?
Yeah.
What's
my daughter name? Named him Mulder, you know, from the X-Files.
Yes.
And we decided to give him my first name, Doug. So.
Okay.
Doug Mulder. Yeah.
And how's Doug Mulder doing? What kind of dog is Doug Mulder?
He's I think he's like half Jack Russell Terrier and half Chihuahua.
That's an interesting combo.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him to make a noise, but he's pretty tired. He likes to, you know, he likes the couch.
Sure.
So the reason I was calling
is
because I understand you're a fan of the Bar Rescue.
I am a fan of the Bar Rescue, yes. Thank you.
Did you know there's a lost episode?
Now, for people, this Bar Rescue is a show that's on one of these dreary cable networks, who God knows which one. And it's a show where it's a bar will be failing and because the place is filthy usually and it's poorly run. And then they bring this guy, John Taffer, who's this bar expert, who he looks like, he's
a bobblehead.
Yeah. His head is always on a tilt. It's like a broken, like one of those things in the park that kids ride. It'll be like a. Like the spring animal ride in the park. You know the thing in the park where they go.
Yeah, I think he's like a stretch person, like Mr. Fantastic or something. Actually, he's like his neck is like stretchy.
His head's always at an angle.
Yeah, like it pokes out like Bowser from Mario too. I think
and that's what Asbury Lanes is a lot like. It seems like John Taffer went to the old Asbury Lanes and saw a filth, and then he like goes. Sees this filthy old bowling alley. This is what we're going to do. We're going to turn this place. And now he'd call it strikes and spares. That's the only thing it's missing is like the dumb name John Taffer gives these things. There's a sports bar. It's called Touchdowns now. Always.
Yeah.
Always with Touchdowns the most obvious name. So.
Right. End zone. End zones.
End zone. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, this is what this Asbury Lanes feels like. It feels like a John Taffer creation. So, what about this lost episode? Tell me more, please.
Oh, so I was like searching, you know, through the best ofs, and I found out about this episode called, I think it was Down and Out in Music City or something like that. And it's basically what happened was they filmed this.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Uh-huh.
You're 80% of me thinks you're the e-cigarettes for legs.
No, I wish I was in a way, but you know, you got to save that for the very end.
God. Yeah. So tell me about this Down and Out in Music City.
Yeah. It's at this place, called Boondocks, and it's Boondocks with like three X's. So Boondocks. But anyway, and you can tell when you watch
Mike
the show.
Mike just perked up finally.
if you, so they show this episode, and 2 days before it's supposed to air, the guy who owns the bar murdered someone. And because of, like, uproar, they decided not to air the show.
Oh, no.
And, you know, Spike or whatever decided not to air the show that night. Except someone forgot to not show the rerun that they show at midnight. And this one person actually DVR'd it. And it's on Vimeo right now. If you search for the episode, like, Boondocks with three X's, or go to, you know, Vimeo and search for some guy, mm-hmm. some show or something like that, you will find it. And it is, like, so apparent when you watch this video. And there's this big warning about how, like, alcohol and guns don't belong together, because apparently what happened is, like, the guy, there was a musician who was playing, and, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, the guy was smoking a cigarette, and the owner of the bar shot him with a gun, because, you know, you can have guns and bars at the same time, which is a great idea.
It's a good mix. Yeah. It's a good,
yeah.
It's a good mix. I'm hoping that the bar rests. I'm hoping that John Taffer rolls in at masses.
Well, I'm going to start a campaign to get him to call in. Like, do I get points if I get him to call in?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You do get points.
350?
No, you'll get 3,500 points.
Oh my God, really?
If you get John Taffer, that's one of the big ones. That's a golden goose, my friend.
All right.
These other candle made of him.
So.
Well, these other three out there that we're all going to get everyone to call in, and they haven't heard any movement on that. Heard you, Mike. Mike was bothering. No, not Mike. Dudio was bothering Sinbad or something.
I thought Sinbad, okay, I actually thought he was dead for a minute, and then I remembered that was Heavy D. But
yeah, no, he probably was saying he was dead to not have to answer the studio's tweets anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, look, you'll be in the gold circle on that. John Taffer rolls in, redoes masses. It's now called Bayo Nights.
What if he actually comes there, though? What if I actually can get him to come there and he just, like, shows up, like, mid-show and just starts yelling at everyone?
Yeah. Like, I love when he yells. He'd be, like, in Mike's face. He'd be like, you think this is good? You think this is good? Mike would be like, why don't
it's
you
Kirk and Light. Kirk and Light.
Yeah. People like my special Kirkland Light. And he'd pour one on his head. And then the next day, I always love the truce that they strike whenever he shows up again, and the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Look, we just both care about this so much, and that's why we can work together on this. Yeah. Yeah, we can do this.
I like how they cure alcoholism in 36 hours.
They can't, exactly. They'll be like an owner is just drinks himself into oblivion every night, and then John Taffer's like, you get yourself straight. Stop it. Yeah, because that's all it takes to stop drinking is getting
it's a choice you make.
A stranger yelling at you on television. And you go, suddenly I don't have the physiological desire to drink anymore. That's so weird. It left
that's how
me.
It, works.
It left me when that guy yelled at me once.
Well, that's like an intervention, isn't that basically what an intervention is? Like a bunch of people get in the room and just yell.
I never watch that show ever. That show's for ghouls.
Yeah, I never seen it.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
Good guy. Good guy. Best show. Hi.
Hey, Tom. It's Mick in Newbridge.
Hey, Mick. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Loving the show tonight. We're super fun as usual.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Hey, I know you're big into music, right?
Yeah, I am. I like music.
Cool. Well, you know, I've been getting into Phil Spector lately, and I was wondering what you think are the most, you know, crucial examples of that legendary, world-famous, classic Phil Spector walrus sound.
The what's that?
The walrus sound.
The Phil Spector... His sound is... What are you saying it is?
I thought you knew music.
I do know music. That's why I came... It sounds like you're saying the Phil Spector walrus sound.
That is what I said, yeah. Why?
It's not the walrus sound.
Yes, it is.
Phil Spector's famous walrus sound? No.
Yes, it is. Well, geez, I guess you haven't heard River Deep, Mountain High, or You've Lost That Love and Feeling, or Be My Baby. Huh.
Yeah, I have. I have heard them, and
doesn't sound like it.
Well, it's certainly, I do know them, and that's, I feel like you're just, it's the wall of sound.
Wait, what? The what? A what?
Phil Spector's wall of sound. Why would,
no, it's not.
Why would
it's
you?
The
go ahead.
It's the walrus sound.
It's the wall. It's not. It's the wall of sound, Mick.
No, it's not. It's not.
Why would it be called a walrus sound?
Well, pull up a chair and I'll school you, okay?
Well, I'm sitting down, so I'm ready to get schooled.
Well, maybe you should stand up.
All right, I'm not going to because I'm comfortable.
Okay, fair enough. Well, if you knew anything about Phil Spector, you would know that when he first made those records, those first few records, people were going like, oh my God, this is huge. The sound is so huge. It's like a bunch of walruses are here in the room with us.
Because the sound was so big and booming.
Exactly, yes. And then, so, you know, enough people said that to Phil that eventually he... Wait, I just dropped something. Hang on. Oh, it went down a grate. Great. Oh, great. G-R-E-A-T. It went down a G-R-A-T-E.
Yeah. You're outside.
Oh, yeah. I'm always outside.
Okay, well, look.
So anyway, enough people were saying this sounds like a bunch of walruses. It's so huge. He started bringing walruses to the studio.
Okay.
Yeah. And they played on some stuff.
This is not, no.
Do you know the beginning of Be My Baby? Doom, 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 plop, doom. Doom, doom, plop. People think that's Hal Blaine playing that on the drums, and it is Hal on the snare, but it's a walrus on the bass drum because, you know, he couldn't hold a stick.
So the walrus just covered the bass drum parts.
Exactly, yeah. I apparently it was hard to sync up, but they made it happen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
Long and Winding Road?
Yeah.
It's not Paul McCartney on bass.
It's a walrus.
See, I knew you knew.
No, I know
you're playing with
me. Mick, you sound like a grade A idiot. No offense.
Wait, that hurts my feelings.
Well, maybe it should, because calling it the walrus sound is, that's next level stupid.
Maybe you're next level stupid.
I'll say this. I know I'm right on this one.
You're wrong.
People call, and I'm always polite when they have these gaping mistakes that they make, and I politely try to navigate past them. But this one, I can't take it anymore. You're wrong.
Right, well, I will bet you that I'm right, that it is the walrus sound.
Okay. What do you want to bet?
All right. How about this? I will, if I'm wrong, which I'm not. You will get everything I own.
Everything you own?
Yes.
Okay. And what are we talking about now?
We're talking, I have a Cadillac. I've got two jet skis. I've got a 1969 Fender Strat. I've got a speedboat. I've got a really cool Harley Davidson. I've got a split level house.
Your home also.
Yes, everything I own.
You're putting everything on the line.
I have a lot of cool clothes, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like any cool concert shirts?
Oh, yeah. I've got, I probably got at least 13 different Y&T concert shirts.
Okay. Why? Wow. Yeah. Are you from the Bay Area?
I am, yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
So all your concert shirts, any other crazy possessions here that I should be blown away by?
I've got some autographed satin shorts that used to belong to Bobby Blotzer from Rat.
Okay, so you were like a California metal
signed,
guy. Yeah,
by Milton Berle.
So they were Bobby Blotzer's shorts.
Yes.
That Milton Berle signed.
Yes.
Whose nephew managed Rat.
Absolutely. Little trivia here for you also. Do you know who directed the Round and Round video?
Who?
Don Letts from Big Audio Dynamite. Google it. I've done my homework. Now you do yours.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, maybe that's what you should have bet on, Nick.
Well, do you accept the bet?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I'm going to Google this right now, and you will get ready to weep.
Go for it. I Googled it. Okay. Why don't you Google it? I did my work. You do yours. Now, you do yours.
Do I sound that cool?
You actually do, to be fair.
Killer.
You sounded pretty. You sounded. It was like being in an action movie.
I always think my voice is higher, like it's too high. But when you did it, it sounded cool. And if you say that that's what I sound like.
It was pretty cool.
I like it. Okay, cooler. Here we go. Phil Spector.
Yes.
Walrus Sound.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Scrolling. Scrolling.
Okay.
Still scrolling. Still scrolling. Page 5 here. Oh, man.
Now, what kind of speedboat is this? Nice one?
Yeah, it's a Hamilton 334.
Okay.
Page 8.
Nothing that says walrus sound. Huh?
Oh, man.
Hey, Mick, why don't you do me a favor and just check Phil Spector, Wall of Sound, and tell me if anything comes up.
Mother of the ancient birth. Oh, yeah, it comes right up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness me. Holy moly.
It's stunning,
oh,
huh?
Oh, boy. Oh, Mick. Mickey, 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 Mickey.
I thought you were going to say you did it again, Mick.
I did do it again.
Oh, because it sounded like you were about to say, Mick, you've done it again, but then you didn't, so I was like, clearly, this is a once-in-a-lifetime mistake that you've made.
Well, I've done some major bets in the past, but I'll be honest, I've never bet the whole farm.
Mm-hmm. And you slid it all in on this one.
I did. Why wouldn't it be the walrus sound?
Because I think there was never any walrus in the studio. I think that... You're probably getting faulty information the whole way down the line.
Well, Tom, I'm a man of my word.
Yeah.
So I'll come down to wherever you want me to come, and I'll sign it all over to you. And because that's the way I roll. And me, my wife, and my 18 kids will just have to live in the woods, I guess.
Well, it's the bet you made. I guess you'll go home and explain it to the, all of them where this is at, and I can't wait to check this house out.
Wait, I thought once I said that we're going to live in the woods, you would say, no, it's cool.
No, you were such a jerk to me.
I was?
You were such a jerk.
I feel like you were mean to me.
Look, I was probably not great, but you were the one who started this by telling me to sit down and get ready to learn the professor.
Right.
Yeah. Look, we'll figure this out. I'm not going to take everything.
Okay. Please don't take any of it.
I'm going to take a good amount of it.
Oh, I don't think you should do that.
I'm going to take most of it.
Most of it? Oh. Well, look, I leave it up to you and your listeners to decide for yourself.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, that's perfectly fine.
Hang on. Let's get a better read on this.
A better.
There's no way that's not a walrus thumping that kick drum.
Yeah, it's not.
All right. Well, you have a good night.
And what?
And you're never going to hear from me again.
No.
You know who I am.
Hey, Mick. Mick, I got your number right here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, Mickey, you've done it again.
Well, get ready to hand that stuff over.
All right, get ready to watch me live in the woods naked with my wife and my 18 kids.
Well, you can come out. Hello? Oh, okay. Lost them. You know how Spider Bags are one of my favorite bands, right? Well, they have a new album coming out in August, I believe, on Merge Records. It's called Someday Everything Will Be Fine. And we are about to do the world premiere of a song from Spider Bags from this new album, Someday Everything Will Be Fine. It's a song called Cop Dream Black Eye, True Story. So let's take a listen to this. World premiere, Spider Bags. On the best show right now. Wait, what happened? That ain't no world premiere. Gotta hear the music to make it a world premiere. Oh, I'm so fed up. Mike, I'm so fed up. My cool moment was just taken away from me by a dumb switch on a dumb computer. Here it is. Spider Bags. World premiere. Yeah. Double Shot on Merge Records. How about that? That was Michael Cronin from his album MC3, our friend Michael Cronin. He's so great. This album came out a couple years ago. And then starting us off, hot stuff, man. Hot stuff from Spider Bags. The album's called Someday Everything Will Be Fine. Comes out in a couple months. It's great. And that song was called Cop Dream Black Eye, in parentheses, True Story. On Merge. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Yes, hi.
Hi, this is Sean in Chicago.
Sean in Chicago. What's up, Sean?
Not too much. I was very excited to hear you talk about Gotti.
Uh-huh.
Mention that. Just because I'm planning on seeing that later this week with some friends of mine.
Now, you're not some, like, AV club egghead, are you?
No. We had heard about it because it had the 0% mm-hmm. on Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, Mike's going to go during the week. Hey, Mike. Uh-oh. Who do you want to go with? Pat? Dudio's going to be a no-show on this one. His card's pretty full. Pat, you want to go? You go see Gotti? All right, come in here. Come in, please. Please come in. All right. What do you think? You want to see Gotti?
Yeah, I'll go see it.
Go see it with Pat?
Pat.
Pat, will you go see it? What? I don't know who he's talking about. In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat, yeah.
So you go see it. The two of you go see it.
Yeah, I'll treat him to lunch at Houlihan's. Yeah.
Well, Mike, here. I see the movie.
Okay, nice. Thank you.
$50.
Wow, there you go.
50. I want you and Pat to have a nice time. Uh-huh. It's very, you know, that was not unlike the way Gotti would handle the moment. Right? I just slipped Mike 50. Go see the movie.
All right.
Go see the movie, kid.
All right, man. Thank you, Tom.
This is what you should do. You and Pat, you go see it. Maybe get yourself, what are you going to eat?
I go for the standard popcorn.
No, you're going to eat beforehand, though?
No, I like to go to the early one. You know, it doesn't feel like it kills the day.
Uh-huh.
Get in there before noon.
Yeah.
And actually, the movie's less than two hours, which uh-huh. I see as a good
sure.
thing.
So maybe you're not going to sneak, like, any Kirkland Lights into that, are you?
No. But I think it would be pretty easy to do.
What would you think about this? All I ask is a picture of you in the theater raising a Kirkland Light with John Travolta on the screen.
Right, yeah, okay.
If Pat could take a picture of you raising a Kirkland Light to salute John Travolta as Gotti.
Yeah, that should be pretty easy to do.
And then look. Oh, what are you doing there? What's this guy doing?
Yeah, he's
you got some nasal issues?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was breathing through my nose. I apologize.
That's all right. I feel like an ear, nose, and throat doctor now. Like I'm checking this, giving this guy an examination.
I'm sorry.
So
that was right into the phone.
Don't worry. So you and Pat, you go see Gotti. Now you got some money for candy bars.
Yeah.
You sneak a couple cold ones in. And then what are you going to do? You going to go eat somewhere afterwards?
Yeah, there's a Houlihan's right across the parking lot.
Oh, that's that chain place.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a chain kind of pub.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the food's not bad. It's not bad.
Oh, look. 50 will get you pretty far on that.
Yeah, it will.
Right? And it'll even get you further if you pop that back door open for Pat. Right? One for Gotti, please. Yep. Then all you do is you just tell him which door to go in.
It's too bad I'm working Tuesdays because if we went on a Tuesday, they have they call it Thrifty Tuesdays or whatever. You get cheap popcorn.
Yeah. Yeah. You mean you're working here?
I'm working at my other place.
There, so, look, you guys figure it out between you. You go see, and I'm telling you, if I find out you didn't go and you just took the money you make up, if I catch you doing a Cliff's Notes on the thing.
Yeah.
You know what'll happen? Nothing.
No. Okay.
All right, Mike.
All right.
You have a great night. Get out. And take this guy with you. All right. You got anything else, Chief?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you if you had heard about the MoviePass association with Gotti.
I heard there's this thing, MoviePass, that everybody goes and shows up and they buy the thing as a monthly subscription and then you can go to any movie. Was it Gotti was like some insanely high amount of traffic was going from MoviePasses?
Well, I think MoviePass has like an investment in the movie Gotti. Like the company that owns MoviePass has like a financial investment in Gotti.
Okay.
And they put out a survey asking people who use MoviePass to see it why they went to go see it, and asking, like, would you go see this movie if, you know, with like if you had MoviePass or if you didn't? Like, if you didn't have MoviePass, would you go see it, yes or no? And one of them is, why did you decide to see Gotti? And one of the options you can pick is 0% Rotten Tomatoes score.
Like, so it's the, so they're actually at this point getting people who can't believe this movie gets, that no one liked this movie and they can't believe it.
I think they're trying to like gauge, like, are people just like hate watching this movie now using MoviePass? Like, I think they're maybe deciding how they want to advertise the movie now.
Yeah. So they're doing it by saying this is the movie that no one liked.
Yeah.
You're never going to believe there's a movie that no one liked.
That's right.
So, yeah. So, look, you're going to go. AP Mike's going to go. Pat's going to go. You all go see Gotti and you have the time of your life.
I'm very excited.
All right. Well, you call in after you see it.
All right.
All right. Enough with this guy. The Gotti thing. All right. We Gotti it. Best Show, hi.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, welcome to the Best Show. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, my name is Jen from Brooklyn.
Jen from Brooklyn. What part of Brooklyn are you in, Jen?
I'm in Greenpoint.
Greenpoint. Very nice. Donuts. Peter Pan donuts.
Yeah, I don't eat them, though. I'm vegan.
That's all
but
right.
That's the big draw.
So that is the big draw.
Yeah.
So what's going on tonight, Jen?
I was calling because I had a very exciting thing happen to me last night that I wanted to tell you about.
Before you tell me, let me just say. I think we'll do half hour power tonight. So everybody, afterwards, it'll come out on Friday for the Patreon people. On Friday, they'll get an exclusive half-hour power with the me and the Best Show crew. We'll do the show afterwards, but you can call in after the show and be a part of that. So we'll do half-hour power tonight. It'll come out on Friday. Go ahead, Jen.
Okay. So last night, I saw Keanu Reeves filming John Wick 3.
Oh, I knew. As soon as you... Oh. Where? Where?
In Times Square in Manhattan.
Was he running around? Was he being chased by Halle Berry?
I didn't see Halle Berry. There was a lot of fake rain.
Okay.
And lots of umbrellas. So I think he was running through a crowd of people in umbrellas.
I'm going to say this.
And then...
So you're in Times Square. It's at night.
Yes.
And he's running around with fake rain coming down all around him.
Yep.
And you're standing there.
Yeah, I was across the street, but yeah.
And what happened then? What else happened?
So I saw the film sheet and I kind of immediately thought, I think this is John Wick 3. I know he's been around, so I've been sort of had this low-level anxiety of, like, will I see Keanu filming John Wick 3 while he's in New York City?
Mm-hmm.
And wondering when he'll show up and where. But then I was with friends, and I didn't rush towards the crowd because it's not usually what you would do in Times Square.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
no,
then,
you can.
You know, we were kind of looking at it across the street, and eventually I saw this, like, flash of, you know, very clearly John Wick just for a second. He was wearing the white shirt, the black tie, his hair, you know, perfect John Wick haircut, soaking wet. And I was just like, oh, my God, it was Keanu. He's really across the street. And then I started to think maybe I was delusional because no one else saw it. Because I'm a very big John Wick and Keanu fan.
I can't wait.
Someone else saw it.
I can't wait. Go ahead.
And someone.
I lost you.
Hi, sorry. I dropped my phone.
More.
Then someone else saw him, and then I couldn't see him. I tried to climb onto the cement walk so that I could get a better view because I'm short.
Mm-hmm.
And then the scene was over, and we kind of, we saw him just walk away, and he got in an SUV, and his face was covered in blood. Fake blood, and
okay.
He was soaking wet, and he looked so exhausted and tired, and he was sitting in the front seat of the SUV, and like a child, I waved to him, and so did pretty much everyone else watching, and he kind of waved back, and he drove away.
See, he waved back. That's nice. So you saw John, you met John Wick then in a strange way.
Sort of.
Because there's still a window where he's not back to being Keanu Reeves yet.
He was very much John Wick.
Yeah. You met John Wick.
Yeah.
I'll say this. First of all, the first John Wick movie is a perfect movie. Second
it
movie,
is.
Everybody's just like, oh, second movie sucks. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not perfect the way the first one is. It's still really good.
It's excellent.
Third one, it's going to be him running around with Jason Mantzoukas and Halle Berry and what's-his-face, Boban Marjanovic, or however you say his name, the NBA player. Who would why can't they? First of all, I would say, well, I couldn't be in the background. I couldn't run around with a machine gun.
Okay. I know.
Right?
I heard you talking about this last week, and I really think you should be in the movie.
Just let me be. He could stab me in the neck with a pencil. Right? Just stab. He could stab me right in the forehead with a pencil.
The reason I first watched the movie is because of you talking about it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know what, Jen? It's a story of my life. How many times did I hear, I listened to Giant Dog because of you. And, I go to Pinball Museum, Silver Ball Museum because of you. John Wick. But then it comes time. Oh, where am I? Oh, I'm out on the sidewalk. And I'm not on the sidewalk watching John Wick. Someday they'll throw me a thing. And I just found out, I'm not going to get specific yet. I just found out, yours truly filmed something for a movie a year ago. A movie that comes out in a couple weeks. And I just found out that the scene was cut.
Oh, no.
For a major superhero movie.
Sorry, Tom.
I'm not going to name the superhero. But I filmed something for this first one, and this is the sequel. And I was cut out of the first one. And I just found out I got cut out of the second one.
Sorry.
Someday, Jen. Someday I'll get mine.
If I ever made a movie, I would cast you for sure.
Oh, you're sweet to say that. You know, the thing is, though, I know, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get it someday. I might not be here for it. It might not be during my lifetime. Who knows? I don't care. I'm just doing what I do. I can't worry about it. So I got cut out of the Marvel movie that comes out in a couple of weeks. Not getting specific. It's a sequel. It's a sequel to a Marvel movie that I filmed something for the first one in and moaned about for a couple of years, getting cut out of that.
Right.
Then filmed something for the second one, got cut out of that. So yeah, make me Scissor Man, right? All the cutting going on. All right, Jen, you're sweet to indulge me with this. I'm going to talk to you later.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Mike. Unbelievable, Mike. Moment of glory, man. I don't get it. You're going to be up there with High Times, living it up, doing your pocket pool rant. Getting slightly further and further away from Pigpen to where, just like Pigpen, they're going to fire you. They're going to fire you from the fake Pigpen is going to get fired from the fake Grateful Dead band. Then they'll bring in a fake Donna and Keith. Your favorite, right? Terrapin Station. That's Mike. Mike calls that the Holy Trilogy. Terrapin Station, Shakedown Street, and Go to Heaven. Those are the three he listens to all the time. Another thing I wanted to mention is if you're in the New York area and you're looking for some work, my friend Candace has a cleaning business that a few Best Show listeners have contacted, and they work there, and they are having a good time doing it because it's a good job. It's like a cleaning service. You clean stuff, and it's really, but it's cool. It's a cool place. You work with cool people. I'll put you in touch. If you're looking for a job, you're in New York City looking for a job, and that sounds like something you'd want to do, it's legit work, and I'll put you in touch. Just email me at bestshow4life@yahoo.com. Try to make some connections. Try to help people out here. Right, Mike? That's all we try to do. Best Show, hi.
What's that?
Oh, I said Best Show, hi.
Oh, hi. This is John from Kansas City.
John from Kansas City. What's up in Kansas City tonight? Which Kansas City?
Not a lot. It's not 100 degrees. It's been crazy hot out here the last week or so. It's not so bad today.
I'm glad to hear you're getting a break.
Yeah, it's nice. I just saw the first commercial I've seen for Uncle Drew, the movie. I thought you'd probably be excited about that.
Oh, I'm pumped for Uncle Drew. I can't wait. I'm so interested I'm interested to see Kyrie Irving make his acting debut. And when this guy does his thing, the only thing that's the earth's not the only thing that's flat. His acting.
It was with some restaurant like Applebee's. It was sponsored by Applebee's or something, and I thought it was fake at first. I thought it was like Eddie Murphy, Nutty Professor hologram movie until I remembered that you mentioned it before on the Best Show, and it was a real thing.
They got these commercials going now, even better than whatever Applebee's thing you saw or dreamed or whatever.
Yeah.
You know the General, the insurance company, the General?
Yes, with Shaquille, I've seen.
No, but there's commercials for Uncle Drew with the General now.
What? No, that hasn't made it out here yet, then. Jeez.
Yeah, it's the General is like hanging out with Uncle Drew.
Wow.
Yeah. It's weird.
That's the perfect storm. Maybe they don't even show us in the Midwest that kind of stuff. Maybe they think we can't handle it. Which we probably can't.
They might think you're not ready for the General pairing up with Uncle Drew.
I think that's a good thing for me. Yeah. I recently traveled to New York City, and I heard a bunch of people say the word Manhattan. I assume they were all from there, and they never said the T. Like, all, it wasn't a single nationality or anything. It was everybody that said the word Manhattan said it without the T. Like, and it drove me nuts. Do you get that at all?
Manhattan?
Something? Yeah.
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
It's like Manhattan.
I don't know how they do it. They were all very smooth about it. I just didn't expect to hear that so often.
Well, where are you from?
Kansas City.
Yeah, you said everything in that. I thought maybe you get comfortable with it. Maybe, but that's what it is. Everybody's comfortable. They say they barrel through it. How did you like New York City for your first visit to New York City?
It was incredible. There was a lot. There was so much to do, but it was so expensive. You know, I make Kansas City money. I don't make New York City money, you know?
So what did you do when you were here? Did you go, did you check out, Broadway?
Yeah, for a little bit. I was helping my brother-in-law move back to Kansas City.
Because he recently had a child. He couldn't take it. The city beat him down.
Come get me!
I don't know where you send the kids to school there. I don't know.
I don't know. I live in New Jersey. Yeah. What do you send them to? I think they send them to the M&M store. Did you go to the M&M store and get some M&Ms with your name written on them?
No, I can't afford that.
Stop with this country bumpkin routine.
All right.
I don't know what your big city press is up there with you.
Who do you think's buying the M&Ms? Do you think people live in New York are buying them?
I guess. I don't know.
It's for all you out-of-towners. That's who it's for.
Well, not for me. Take them back
to the farm.
They hope
you plant them, right?
Don't worry, we're going to grow, we'll grow our own M&Ms now. We'll never have to go back to New York City. We'll never have to go back to Manhattan.
I got a bumper crop of Jolly Ranchers going this year, so I don't need your M&M, New York City M&Ms.
Well, look, did you see 9/11?
No, we went to the Natural History Museum, and that was one of the coolest things ever. That's pretty much all we had time to do.
Did you see the squid in the whale?
No. We were there for 3 hours and we couldn't find that. That place is huge. That's bigger than the whole city here.
Did you go to the David Bowie exhibit?
No, we didn't make it there either. We saw the bugs. We saw China. We saw a bunch of different. We saw all kinds of stuff. 3 hours worth of stuff.
Did you get your picture taken with a minion?
No, there was a huge line for that. Huge line.
Well, I think you have to come back. I think your brother's going to have to move back, and you're going to have to bring him back, and you got to see. I'm going to show you my Manhattan, and it will be just
with
garbage.
The T.
It will just be garbage. Let me, please, don't fall for the tourist trap of Manhattan. Let me show you my Manhattan. And first, we're going to eat lunch. First, we're going to eat lunch at this Chili's on 53rd Street. Then, we're going to, let me show you a couple interesting things about New York City. Let's also go here. There are different characters from movies in costume. We'll get our pictures taken with them. It's a little obscure. And now let's go into this Walgreens. And we'll check out some candy bars there. We'll get a candy bar at drugstore prices before we go to the M&M store.
Sounds great. I'm in, dude.
All right, I'll see you later, bro. I'll see you there.
All right.
Mike. Best show, hi.
See you later, bro. See you there.
Hi, Tom?
Hi, yes.
This is Jesse in Astoria, New York.
Jesse in Astoria, New York. Welcome, Jesse.
Wait, did I say Astoria?
I thought you did.
I meant Tarrytown.
That's okay. Jesse.
I used to live in Astoria.
That's okay.
Now I live in Tarrytown.
Now you're in Tarrytown.
Yep.
Home of?
The Headless Horseman?
The brother of the Headless Horseman.
I'm not privy to this information.
The Tarrytown Lopper.
Hello?
No, I made that up. Don't go repeating that. I don't want you to be at a thing and say, like, you know, actually, the Headless Horseman's brother is from Tarrytown. Like, you'll just be at some thing, and you'll sound like you are, like, you're hemorrhaging memory, and it'll be like, they'll be like, what are you talking about? Yeah, the Tarrytown Lopper. And then people will be like, are you?
I like it.
Yeah. So what's going on tonight?
Well, literally, I'm just painting my nails and marking my calendar for all of the live best show shows, because I keep seeming to miss them. But generally, I just got back from a puppetry conference, and I heard you doing a Wally Wackerman impression that I thought was spot on.
Why, thank you. I take pride in my Wally Wackerman impression.
Yeah, he's a friend of mine. So he actually came to my house and had a play date with my puppet, and they watched Labyrinth together, and it was pretty amazing. So,
hold on. So you and Wally Wackerman watched a movie together? Are you a puppet?
Yeah.
Am I talking to a puppet now?
No, I'm a puppeteer.
You're a puppeteer.
I'm basically like Z-Man
okay.
is to Wally Wackerman
sure.
as I am to my puppet, which name is Kitty.
Kitty.
Yep.
Okay. So Kitty and Wally had watched Labyrinth?
Yeah.
Now, how
it's
was that?
On YouTube. It was great. He actually showed up in, he had like full cosplay as the Goblin King. It was amazing.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's Wally Wackerman. He showed up. So his puppet was in costume.
Yeah.
It's not enough that he's
David
a puppet.
Bowie, who is the Goblin King, Jareth.
As Wally Wally Wackerman. So Z-Man.
Z-Man has a... Okay, so Wally the puppet had cosplay of Jareth, the character in Labyrinth, who is the Goblin King, played by David Bowie.
I'm so confused here.
I know.
I'm just going to say it sounds like a blast, and Wally Wackerman is a legend. I love him.
Yes.
I love Wally Wackerman. I can't get enough of him.
And I just wanted to thank you for representing and including the puppet kind, if you will, in your show.
Well, it's my pleasure. I'm just, you know how it is.
Well, you know, not everybody respects the puppets of Fleece.
I didn't say I respected them, though. Look,
right.
This Wally Wackerman, he's a sweet puppet. Z-Man shoves him into this purple sack now.
Yeah.
And and your puppet's name is what now?
Kitty.
Kitty.
Of Kitty and the Questions.
Okay. Hey, Mike.
And
you want to Mike AP Mike this call screen? He has a puppet also. Skeevy is the name of the puppet. And I'm not joking. He has a puppet named Skeevy that is a lunch bag that someone drew a face on for him, but he'll do this puppet also.
Nice.
All right, Kitty, I'm getting the sign from my producer that all the lines are lit and I got to take these calls.
All right,
Kitty.
Keep it up.
Of course. You have a grand night, and say hi to Kitty for me.
Hello. Bye.
Thank you, man. What do you think about if we launched a cryptocurrency for you, Mike? Right? AP Mike, what should we call it? Crypto? No, I'm kidding. You're not a creep. It's the character of AP Mike. Mike, it's a character. You're a good guy. Well, don't say that. Mike, it scares me. It's hard for him to separate the thing. Now what, is it Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde? Look, Mike, I'll retire all this stuff. You just say the word. What? He said he wants me to retire. All right. The character of AP Mike does not exist anymore. Just back to my, it's like when Clark Kent in Superman, those movies, when he gives up his powers. And then he has to go back and get them. You'll be back to get your powers. Instead of the Fortress of Solitude, it'll be the Quick Check. The Green Quick Check. Now, in all seriousness, it wouldn't be called Creep, though. I don't know who suggested that. I'm horrified. Somebody handed it to me on a piece of paper. One of the joke writers on the show slipped that to me. And I'm saying this. When I find out which one of you it is, you're suspended. Mike and Pat are going to see Ghosty Gotti next week. Are you going to see it during the show or are you going to see it before the show? Before. The other thing people are wondering, some guy sent me a picture of one of AP Mike's headshots, which are available at apmike.bandcamp.com, which is a great site, I go there often. I like to just browse around and see what's new. It's sagging a little bit. But the merch is still going strong. There's the AP Mike headshots. There's the masses shirts. And then there's the audio you've done. There's the Blood Trail, the story read by Charlie Morgan. There's Michael Perry, your hit song. I forgot about Breakfast with the King. I forgot about that one. But some dude sent me a picture of one of your headshots, Mike. Do you want to see the picture? Do you want to see what it looks like? Let's see, where is it? He sent me this thing. Let's see. Best use of the email is called Best Use of AP Mike's Headshot.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. He's got the headshot. And he's rolling joints on it. Uh-huh. And he's doing it also on the with the Friends of Tom card, which I'm not nuts about. Although he did buy the Podcast Hall of Fame headshot, the $20 headshot.
Yeah. Maybe my headshot can become this generation's White Album. The White Album is what everybody rolled their joints on back then.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the way I can market it.
What about this? You take the headshot, because this is what this guy did this. He thought it would be funny to do. Oh, and it's not even his, this bum. Belongs to a friend. Yeah. What do you think about this? People get the headshots.
Yeah.
And we have a contest.
Okay.
Like where they can take the AP mic headshot, what they can do with it.
Yeah, be creative.
And send pictures of it in.
Yeah.
Why aren't you talking to Mike? You're halfway between. You're neither here nor there. Uh-huh. Get on the mic.
I like the idea.
Yeah. Because then the other thing, sell more headshots.
Yeah, right? That too. There's a lot of them out there. I appreciate every person who's bought a headshot.
I'm sick of these ingrates who still. I'm mad at the people who still don't have the headshot.
Yeah,
the people
holding out.
What are they waiting for?
The holdouts, yeah. What are they waiting for?
Because you know the other thing they'll be. Yeah. Suddenly they'll be like, hey, there's no more headshots. What do you mean there's no more headshots? Yeah. I wanted a headshot. Yeah. We're plugging these things every week for years. You had your shot. No pun intended.
Yeah.
But what about this? People can take the headshot and bring it to places or do things with it and then.
I just had, you know what the idea that I would do with my own headshot?
What's that? What's this?
Come on. You could probably guess.
What you would do with your own headshot.
Yeah, what would I do? What would I use?
Mike, it could be anything. That's the problem.
A dartboard.
A dartboard that you'd use for a dartboard?
Yeah.
For your own?
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
But, you know, that's one idea.
But I'm going to say this. The AP Mike Headshot Challenge, we should call it.
Okay.
People send pictures in. And. Who's Pat? Is Pat talking to Dudio?
I think he's talking to the dog.
Oh, I thought Pat was talking to Dudio. Lay down. Sit. It's like, boy, that's a weird dynamic out there. Man, I'm glad I'm in here.
You don't know what half of it.
I don't know what's going on. Pat's got his dog here tonight. I was not sure what was going on. Because he's like, lay down. All right, sit. The AP Mike Headshot Challenge. People take the headshot and they bring it to places, do things with it. I'm going to say this, though, right off the bat.
Yeah.
If you're disqualified if it's in a urinal. I don't want to see it. Don't even bother sending the picture. If it's in a toilet or a urinal, disqualified. There should be some level of respect to this.
Unless they can do it in a creative way.
Oh, so, yes.
Maybe like a funny caption, you know.
So, yeah, the thing I just said about the toilet or urinal, as long as you think it's funny.
Pretty much anything goes for me, yeah. I'm open to... Any creative endeavors.
Yeah. This is a guy who got mad. I said, crypto. Cryptocurrency. Now, but he's saying, yeah, stick my headshot in a toilet. As long as you're creative about it. No, but this is what you do. You go to apmike.bandcamp.com. You get your headshots. We'll allow old headshots. Part of me wanted to make it that it had to be new ones only for the contest. But Mike clearly.
I waived that.
Yeah. Yeah, so you take them, you bring them around, you do whatever, you take pictures of it, and you send it in. You tweet it, or you email the pictures, and we'll see what people come up with.
Yeah,
very good.
All right.
Get out. Both of you, get out. The dog, Pat, Dudio, Mike, all you out, all four of you. Yeah. The number 201-332-3484. That's the number to call in. And yeah, we're back. We're doing a. Yeah. Look. Maybe it's not a show that you're going to. It's not the most high energy one, but it's. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you tonight. And we're going to do half-hour power. I'm going to end the show a little early, then do half-hour power. What do you think about that? Does that make sense? It's your show. It is. No, you're right. I appreciate that. It's nice of you to say it. I take that. Mike, I don't take this stuff as insults anymore. I took that as encouragement. It's your show. It's empowering what you just said. You know? And you know what I give you for that, Mike? Points. Because that concept now apparently belongs to anyone. Anyone can do that now. Yeah. But, you know, look. Yeah, let's end the show a little early. Then we'll do half-hour power, which is the best show, post show. Unscreened calls. We'll have all the crew in here for that. And yeah, you know, weird couple weeks. Weird couple weeks. Did the show last week. Didn't do the show last week. Did the show 2 weeks ago, and, you know, I had a good time doing the show a couple weeks ago. I actually felt, when I did the show a couple weeks ago, it almost felt like the kind of thing where it's like, yeah, that was a fun show. I could almost end the show with that, the entire show. That could be the end. I could see not coming back after that one. I could see just ending it on that note. You know? And then, you know, I just had a weird week after that. When I say I was thinking about ending the show, it was encouraging. I was glad I was having so much fun doing it and people were enjoying it and everything. And then had a really rough week and it shut me down. I kind of had to deal with a bunch of stuff. That's how it goes sometimes. You got stuff to deal with, and sometimes when they all stack up like that and there's some big ones in there, that is, you get knocked down and it is harder to get up than usual, because that is life, though. You get knocked down, you get back up, up, down, up, down, up, down. And the goal is to just try to stay up, but you know. Yeah, I got knocked down and I was out. I was down for a good week. And I mean like down, down. But you know, that's life, man. That's life, baby. What are you going to do? You going to ride the ride? Then you ride the ride. That's how it goes. And you know, when I was down, I said to myself one thing. I said, you know what? It might not be going your way right now, Tom, and you know what? It isn't going your way right now, but you know what you can do? You ride this out, you get back up, and you stay up, because you know you got some people in your corner, and I do have people in my corner. I know that. I know that. I'm doing this. I appreciate the people who come out and listen to this show every week and support me, and sure, was it my, was I feeling great? No. But you know what? If you can ride it out, you ride it out and you get back up and it's all you can do. It's hard. I know it's hard. You think this is easy for me? No, it's not easy for me. It's not easy for you. But if you're one of the good people, and if you're listening to this, I would assume you're one of the good people. The world needs you right now more than ever. So you find whatever it is in you that can get you off the floor, off the couch, out of bed, and on your feet so that you can do something that makes the world a better place, and you do it. Because that's the only option you have now, is to do the stuff that makes the world a better place. Because it is a rough world, man, and we got to stand up, and we got to do the right thing, and we got to let people know that we stand on the side of goodness, not badness. And that is how we end the best show, with Rocky into fireworks, into Xanadu!
100 games, and there's over 100 more. That's
20,000 hardcore members, 40,000 common affiliates, and 20,000 more not organized, but ready to fight us. 60,000 soldiers. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
I can feel it down in my plums. You're getting a nice bluish hue. Getting ready to take them to the farmer's market.
His laugh. You hate his laugh too?
They're taking the imagination out of that.
Yeah, you know, my uncle was like, I was looking, my uncle got one recipe for his, like, white friends in the hospital. You know, my uncle was like, I was looking, my uncle got got a recipe for like white bread and a hash browns.
You know, my uncle was like, I was working. My uncle got a recipe for like white bread and a hash browns.
You know, my uncle was like, I was working. My uncle got a recipe for like white bread and a hash browns.
People out there that like to drink tequila. All right. I was talking to somebody backstage before, and they would tell me there's a lot of you people there that like to drink vodka and orange juice. Yeah. I tell you something, when you're down in the dumps and you need something to bring you up, one thing that's gonna do it the way you want it. What's that? I can't hear you. Cold shit.
Here's a song about alcohol. When you're down in the dumps and you need something to bring you up, there's only one trick gonna do it for you.
Drive you home. This song's called
Oh,
I can't hear you.
Mike in Floral Park. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike, I'm shocked you didn't bring your Yankee wool cap. It was cold.
I don't own a Yankee wool cap. One thing for Peyton. Peyton, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? And listen, this is a big moment. First of all, I have no idea why Papa John's on the field. Shame on the NFL for having him on the field. But if you're Peyton Manning, you have enough money, the first guy you kiss can't be Papa John, okay? It can't be! And if I see that as a commercial, I'll throw up. Enough. You make enough money. The first guy you kiss can't be Papa John after the game.
So I go over to them, to give them their pizza. They start yelling for more pizza again. So I go up and, you know, I'm like playing around, ignoring them, you know, trying to make my job entertaining.
Yeah.
And they say again, more pizza, slave.
Hold on, they called you a slave?
Yeah, yeah.
More pizza, slave.
That is not a safe place, Carolyn. That is not a safe place. The light ran out of fluid. We're getting ready.